Page 26, exercises 3 and 4. Listen to a biography of Sir Edmund Hillary. Which of the facts does the speaker give us? Then listen again and complete the timeline about Sir Edmund Hillary in your notebook.
Natalie, come to the front of the classroom and tell us about your project. Who did you write about and why was he or she famous?
Sir Edmund Hillary. He was the first person to get to the top of Mount Everest.
Okay, let's hear the biography.
Edmund Hillary was born in 1919 in Auckland, New Zealand. He loved reading adventure stories. When he was 16, he climbed his first mountain in New Zealand, and mountain climbing became his favourite activity. In 1953, there was a British expedition getting ready to climb Mount Everest. Hillary joined them. At the beginning, there were 14 climbers and 20 Sherpa guides.
What are Sherpa guides?
The Sherpa people are an ethnic group of people from Nepal. They live in the Himalayas, and they really understand the mountains and the weather conditions. That's why they're great guides for climbers.
Oh.
Tenzing Norgay was Edmund Hillary's Sherpa guide. Anyway, the climb was difficult. It was very cold and windy, and there was a lot of snow. In the end, only two of the climbers got to the top. Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay. It was 11:30 on the 29th of May 1953. When they returned from the climb, they were heroes.
Can you tell us something about Edmund Hillary's private life, Natalie? Did he get married?
Yes. After climbing Everest, Hillary returned to New Zealand and got married to Louise Mary Rose in September 1953. They had a son and two daughters. But in 1975, his wife Louise and their daughter Belinda died in a plane crash.
Oh, that's sad. Is Hillary still alive?
No. Sir Edmund Hillary died in New Zealand on the 11th of January 2008. He was 88 years old.
Thank you, Natalie. That was very interesting.